church people is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church people will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Watch Church People at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
Use the promo code Kirk for additional savings.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Sticker shock.
Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. That's the sound of trumpet player Keon Harrell playing Amazing Grace at the funeral of Dante Wright, which was held today in Minneapolis. He was the young man who was shot to death by police officers who said they had mistaken her gun for a taser as they tried to subdue Wright after pulling him over for expired registration. His mother, Katie Wright, says she stayed up late nervous about what she would say about her son.
I never imagined that I'd be standing here. The roles should completely be reversed. My son should be burying me.
The funeral was held just 2 days after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted in the death of George Floyd. After weeks of tension over a buildup of Russian troops close to Ukraine's border, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has ordered a number of units in the area back to their bases.
The buildup of Russian troops on the Ukrainian border alarmed the West. Estimates of the mobilization ranged from 40,000 to 150,000 soldiers. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called it the biggest since Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine 7 years ago. Russia said it was a response to a NATO threat and an escalation of fighting in eastern Ukraine. Sergei Shoigu now says the troops have demonstrated their ability to provide Russia with reliable defense and can return to base on Friday.
The BBC's Mike Sanders. Senate Republicans unveiled an infrastructure proposal with a much smaller price tag than what President Biden's proposed, highlighting the stark differences between the two sides that will be difficult to bridge. The price of the Republicans' two-page outline came in at $568 billion over 5 years, compared to Biden's $2.3 trillion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. As Las Vegas and all of Nevada move toward a full reopening by June 1st, casino companies are rushing to fill open positions to keep up with the return of business. Circa, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, and Ellis Island are all holding hiring events this month, while MGM Resorts International is holding job fairs every Wednesday until further notice. Red Rocks Resort spokesperson says the company has brought back more than 2,300 employees so far and will continue to reinstate and rehire staff. Nevada Secretary of State has just completed her review of claims of massive voter fraud. Republican Barbara Sagavsky's office says the review of the most recent election found no evidence of claims being made. The Nevada GOP had filed a complaint with nearly 123,000 reports of alleged fraud. The Secretary of State's office narrowed the number of claims down to around 4,000. Sagavsky's office said while the state GOP raised policy concerns about the integrity of the election, there was no evidentiary support for that claim in the 2020 election. Cirque du Soleil's Mystere is first yet again. Cirque's first ever residency show on the Strip is now ready to return after the shutdown of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's going to be June 28th.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick glance of the traffic cams right now. Heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, 215 south at Warm Springs. Reduced speeds on the 15 south at Charleston, north at Spring Mountain. And it looks like you're only averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort area of the 15.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday. It's Earth Day, believe it or not. That's why the president and other world leaders were speaking out on climate change, global warming. That's how we used to call it. It is also an important day in Carson City because it's day 81 We have officially passed the two-thirds mark of the 2021 Nevada legislative session. And guess who's joining us? Yes, he does every Thursday during the session. Daniel Honcharu. He is the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And this special NPRI report is brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Daniel Honcharu, a big day today in Carson City. We are on the downward slide, it looks like. What has been going on there over the course of the last week?
Hey, Kevin, good afternoon. Well, you are correct that we just passed the two-thirds mark of the 2021 session, which is scheduled to end June 1st. This past week, we had a big deadline on Tuesday. All bills that did not pass their original chamber via floor vote are now dead, pending some waivers and exemptions here and there. So now, last week we saw very few committee hearings, a lot of floor votes. That trend will likely reverse as now the Assembly gets to debate the merits of the bills the Senate passed and vice versa. So going forward, up until the next deadline, May 14th, we should expect committees to really ramp up their processes, have very full agendas over the next few weeks.
Are you surprised that there hasn't been more legislation that has become law over the course of the last week or so?
Yes and no. I think a few bills have trickled through, but typically, you know, most of the substance, most of the controversy of our Nevada legislative sessions occur in the final 2 weeks of May when majority leaders suspend all procedural rules, etc. So that's when the real nitty-gritty gets down, and that's where you'll begin to see, you know, a series of bills being passed over a series of days. But we aren't quite that far in the process quite yet.
Whenever you're in the minority, as we are, as Republicans and conservatives, you always look for the bright side. And there, I guess there is at least some good news relative to revenue bills. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, first, let me remind you that we at NPRI are nonpartisan. We are a combination of conservatives / libertarians and don't pledge allegiance to any political party. But I have been generally happy with what I've seen, in the sense that we've avoided any looming large potential tax hikes. There were numerous tax bills that were proposed early in the session, a couple of property tax bills especially that we despised. We are glad that they are dead. They were never taken very seriously, and I think that's because we learned shortly afterwards that the Fed were giving us about $4.5 billion. So we've always had a position that Nevada does not need new revenues. We have plenty of cash coming in, probably more than we know what to do with it at this point. So very pleased to see that no major tax bills have advanced. I will say, however, that we have these three mining tax resolutions still lurking in the background. They're still alive, kind of in a standby mode, it seems, exempt from all future deadlines. And my assumption here is that the Democrats have not acted on these bills yet because they intend to use them strategically in the 5 weeks ahead in some form. To be determined.
are Republicans sticking together? I mean, they're in the minority. They're not in the super minority, but they're in the minority. Are they standing together?
They are doing a reasonable job of being unified. I just mentioned that no major revenues bills have really advanced. There is, however, a minor revenue bill or two that has advanced, relying on two GOP votes, because according to our Constitution, any revenue-generating bill requires a two-thirds majority vote in both houses. There are two bills that meet that minor revenue generation standard for me. AB 245 simply increases fees paid by notaries public. The increase in government revenues here is relatively minor, so we aren't going to cry too much about that one. I saw that Assemblywoman Jill Tolles and Assemblyman Tom Roberts cross the aisle to provide the Democrats with the needed two-thirds support there. The other, very minor revenue increase bill is AB 123. This simply proposes to increase the cost of these novelty Golden Knights license plates by about $20. Again, not a huge deal to us, especially if people want to buy these plates at marked up prices, I'll let them. But other than those two minor, minor revenue generating bills, that's really all we've seen so far.
Daniel Hanjaru joining us from NPRI. Tell us how it normally happens where legislators cross the aisle to promote a certain piece of legislation. Is there a quid pro quo? Is there a deal? Is there some deal making that's going on?
Well, I suspect there is. Now, of course, I have less of an insight into what's happening behind the scenes as the ledge building has been closed for most of the session and, of course, just recently quasi-opened last week, so people are trickling in. So I don't have a good sense of which bills are going to be used as leverage for what. What I will say is that Democrats have allowed only one school choice bill to survive, and that's Scott Hammond's SB 306, I believe, which would revitalize Nevada's education savings accounts program. The fact that that bill has been exempted from deadlines suggests to me that there may be a deal behind the scenes being negotiated now involving mining tax revenue increase with the possible expansion of school choice. And if that kind of deal were reached, we may support it. We think the most detrimental part of public policy in Nevada is in regards to education. And until we get a competitive schooling system established via alternatives to the traditional government school monopoly, nothing's going to change. So even us, we rarely would support any tax hike. And we probably won't hear, but if they give us a good deal on school choice, we may take it.
Do you know how extensive it will utilize the ESAs? Do you know much about the bill?
I have been informed that it would essentially just bring back the prior program established in 2015, mooted by the court several years later. In our view, 6 years back, MPRI championed that ESA bill. At the time, it was the most broad-sweeping, universal school choice bill in the nation. There were no income restrictions. It was open to anybody who wanted to get involved and flee the public school system. We'll see what happens.
It'll be interesting. I'll be honest with you. Without knowing much about the bill, if it does resurrect the bill for ESAs, that's a deal I would make. Mining taxes versus ESAs. I would take the ESAs in a nanosecond. Would it provide a funding source for ESAs? Because that was the bugaboo back then.
Well, that was the bugaboo. What happened several years back is that the courts found that, yes, the ESA program itself was constitutional, and that was, in fact, reaffirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the Blaine Amendment case this past summer. But what the courts in Nevada found was that the way they funded it did not align with constitutional processes, which demand that education be funded first and typically independently. So this bill, if the answer is, could we find a way to fund this bill appropriately? The answer is yes. We already know how to do it. It would pass any legal muster in front of a judge. The question is, will the left concede anything on school choice? And I certainly don't expect them, I would be shocked beyond the moon to see them embrace in total the ESA program. But even marginal progress here, expansions of existing programs, might entice us to support a mining tax increase.
Wow. That would be amazing. We'll keep track of that. And by the way, is that on your bill tracker service with NPRI? Is that particular bill?
Yes, of course, and thanks for reminding me. I often neglect to mention that NPRI provides a bill tracking service. You can view it at nevadapolicy.org on the homepage. Click on the bill tracker link. One thing I will say is that the page itself is less up-to-date than the underlying spreadsheet which feeds it. There is a link to that spreadsheet on the front page as well, so I've advised lawmakers to utilize that spreadsheet for our most up-to-date positions.
More coming up with Daniel Honcharoo, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, tracking Day 81, Week 12 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. Stick around. More to do with Daniel Honcharoo. The bills that we've been liking, how many of those have advanced, and how many good bills have died? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hope you make your plans. Saturday night, May 1st at the South Point Hotel. It's the Clark County Lincoln Day Dinner. If you want information, this is going to be a great event. The keynote speaker will be Mark Hutchison. Tickets can be purchased online. You don't have to lift a finger. At clarkgop.org. That's clarkgop.org. Or checks can be mailed to CCRP. That's the Clark County Republican Party. At 8515 Edna Avenue in Las Vegas. So make sure you make plans to be there. It's going to be a fun night. It is the Lincoln Day Dinner, and it's at the South Point on Saturday night, May the 1st. Get in touch with the Clark County Republican Party for more information. Daniel Hancheru joining us. He is the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this NPRI report is brought to you by our good friends, Paul Enos, and all the folks at Nevada Trucking. I want to ask you about, with all the deadlines and everything, there are some good bills that have advanced already. Most have not become law yet, but probably will. Can you talk about some of the good bills that are still out there?
Sure. I was able to identify at least five that we liked. Seeing advance from their first chamber over the past few days. A couple of examples. Senate Bill 5, approved unanimously, I think, by the Senate, 21-0. Response bill to COVID, it simply expands access to telehealth services. Much desired in the age of COVID. Many people do not want to travel to their local doctor's office and wait 2 hours for an appointment these days. This bill simply expands methods to be in touch with doctors and physicians going forward, and is meant to be to provide convenience, mostly.
Talk a little bit about some of the other bills. SB 44, obtaining a license, that's always been a hassle for professionals. Can you talk a little bit about SB 44?
Sure. SB 44 was another reaction, I think, to the COVID crisis. What it does, and you know that we've long bemoaned Nevada's overly burdensome requirements when it comes to licenses for various occupations. What Senate Bill 44 does, and again, this passed the Senate along bipartisan lines, it lessens the regulatory burden for obtaining a license for behavioral health professionals. And we all know that mental illnesses and such have increased dramatically during the COVID era. We witnessed a tragic rise in suicides in the Clark County School District, for example. The idea here is to get more behavioral health professionals trained and trained quickly so they can be brought into action as soon as possible.
Okay, let's talk about bad bills that have advanced and that are poised to become law. There are some real nasty ones.
Yeah, no, there are. And unfortunately, I think for people on the right side of the aisle, there is very little they can do to stop these. Let me give you an example. Assembly Bill 19 considers education reform. What it does is remove government from the social studies curriculum and instead adds in its place civics, financial literacy, and multicultural education. To me, this is a big red flag that wokeness and Marxist indoctrination is coming to the classroom. I've mentioned before, critical race theory is a unfortunately blossoming philosophy among the left, which basically requires that people be labeled either as oppressors or the oppressed. That's likely coming to Clark County. It's already, I know, being utilized in certain places in Washoe. And not to mention, you know, making things worse, President Biden just signaled his support for these woke